It was busy at White Rock City Hall Monday, with plenty of local residents packing the streets and sidewalks to be a part of the city's Remembrance Day ceremonies. Featuring several solemn processions and marches, a color guard, and marching, music-playing cadets, the Seaside City honored the courage and sacrifice of Canada's many veterans under gray skies swollen with rain, which managed to mainly hold off until after events started. After singing the national anthem, a recitation of the poem In Flanders Fields, a trumpeter played the last post, before the gathered crowd took 2 minutes of silence to reflect on the legacy of those who served, and still serve, at 11 a.m. Several dignitaries and community members respectfully laid wreaths at the foot of the cenotaph, just as the poppies sported on nearly everyone's jacket or coat signified their remembrance. Royal Canadian Navy veteran and former swimmer and triathlete Art Louier was among those to lay wreaths, along with Surrey White Rock MLA-elect Trevor Halford and White Rock Mayor Megan Knight, along with the city's councillors. Ceremonies were also held at several locations throughout Surrey, with the largest being in Cloverdale. Observed each November 11th, Remembrance Day marks the end of the First World War and is a time to recognize the men and women who have served Canada in times of war, conflict, and peace.